Just a heads up and a reminder, if you're at the Co-op Gas Bar on Dewdney Sunday night, the SHA says you want to watch for symptoms of measles. They peg the time Sunday between 4:30 and 8:30. There's also exposure risks in Saskatoon, Swift Current, Outlook, Assiniboia, even Gravelburg. And this morning, areas like Weyburn, Estevan, Carlisle, and Carnduff getting a good soak. 2, maybe 3 inches of rain, at least 80 to 100 millimeters would be 4 inches in some areas. Man, there are areas of this province that could use that moisture. And we're never going to say no to it. But at the same time, I wish we could just blanket the province with a good soak like that. But yeah, seeding is underway and it may stall a little because of the rain. But I think anytime you get this kind of rain, it's welcome this time of the year. Let's head to Saskatoon to see if it's going to affect today's Ryder Cup. It was day 4 yesterday. CJME Ryder reporter Britton Gray covering it all for us. Good morning, Britton.
Good morning, Greg.
I hope you got an umbrella. Do you think you'll need one there in Saskatoon today?
Well, maybe. Actually, my time at training camp came to an end yesterday. I drove back to Regina.
Well, so, no one told me.
Yeah, clearly.
Jeez, I'm always the last one.
Shane Clausen will be the last one to cover it, but it was a good day yesterday. The sun was shining, probably the best day of training camp so far weather-wise, which makes sense because it was my last day out there.
All right, the Riders having already deal with an injury on the O-line. What happened here?
Yeah, Sean McEwen tweaked something, and obviously he's the center they brought in from Calgary, an all-star center, so it was tough to see him. He was just on the sideline, sitting in a chair, had to use crutches, though when asked about it, Corey Mace didn't have much of an update. He just said that they want to get some more tests done on it. They want some people to continue to look at it, and it's nothing they're too stressed about right now. But we'll see what happens as they do these tests because people are having deja vu already. They had 13 different offensive line start games last year and already now a big injury. So we'll see how serious that is.
Who was getting the reps then?
Zach Fry was actually taking the reps at center. We all kind of thought it'd be Logan Ferlin moving there. But no, it was Zach Fry. Fry apparently worked on kind of snapping and being a center the offseason in case something like this were to happen. And as Corey May said, it's an opportunity for someone else to show off their versatility there.
You know, I haven't asked you much about this week is Trevor Harris, quarterback. How's he been looking?
Yesterday was his best day of training camp so far. He really looked dialed in, very accurate with the passes. And that's kind of what Trevor Harris has done the past few training camps. The first few days, kind of working off the rust. He throws some interceptions. But then as it kind of continues on, he gets a little bit crisper, a little bit more accurate. And, yeah, definitely his best day yesterday.
Ryder reporter Britton Gray thinking Sam Emulis looking sharp yesterday as well.
Yeah, he was. He had one of the plays of the day where he went up big for a pass, got actually hit by two defenders, and they all came down hard, but he came up, held onto the ball, popped up right away, punted the ball right downfield. He was amped up for it, and he's having a really good camp. And also, I'd have to say Marcus Sales, the defensive back there as well. He's probably been the most consistent player through camp. He already looks to be in midseason form as well, so this defense looks like, once again, it could be among the best units in the league.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Now we get ready for the green and white game, I guess, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's on Saturday. That's a big day for the Riders because that's kind of the dress rehearsal. They get all the new guys and just how a game day looks. They do all the warm-up. They do the running out onto the field and everything. So that's a big day for them. And then it's hard to believe, but I think it's, 9 days now until we have a preseason game. It's right around the corner.
Wow, I can't believe it. Well, good reporting. Welcome back to Regina. And I appreciate everything you've covered for us. We'll be in touch soon. Okay, Britton?
All right. Looking forward to it.
Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME newsroom. And I'll never be totally unhappy, getting a little rain this time of the year, but it does kind of spoil our May-long weekend. We always hope that it's going to be nice and sunny and warm. You get up Saturday morning, grab your morning coffee, you're wandering through garden centers, or you're waking up at the lake, getting it all ready.
Yeah, certainly for those of us who aren't working, we want to be outside. We want to be on the patio, putting a literal damper on that. Of course, farmers, in the southeast where there are rainfall warnings, you know, ask a farmer and they'll say, hey, a good spring soaking is, you know, exactly what the doctor ordered.
Are they going to get it in the southeast and the southwest at all? What's the latest on rainfall?
Yeah, so the rainfall warnings right now cover those areas in the southeast, kind of around Weyburn, Estevan, Carlisle's in there as well. Those areas are going to be hit the hardest. Sask-U.S. border could get the deepest rain in this. And so they're predicting anywhere on the very highest end of this, 80 millimeters of rain or about 3 inches or so in those areas. Regina will get a bit of rain, not quite as much, not warning territory, as you've been hearing in the news this morning, but maybe 30 millimeters, again, on the high end. And so, yeah, just not quite as much. But I think a lot of people, it's been dry, right?
Yeah.
We can tell
and
you
that.
It's
super dry in that southwest. And that's unfortunate. None of this is going to impact them, by the sounds of it. Okay, well, that's what we're in for over the next few days as far as rain goes. How about, like, you know, it's tough being a Jets fan right now, and you alluded to that yesterday, but let's look at the playoff run here right now.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Yes, I did so much for the Oilers' victory last night, but the Boo Birds were out in Toronto.
8 seconds to go in the period, and now boos from this crowd. So tired of failures from their Leafs in the postseason. This series started out so well.
So well. They're up 2 games, and now they could be eliminated tomorrow night. Somebody threw their jersey out on the ice. How quick they turn.
It's a surprising effort from the Maple Leafs last night. At home, a big, big game, and it's not even close. You're not even, like, as Jamie Nye was calling it in his buzz this morning, his buzz commentary, pathetic is the word he used, the effort from the Maple Leafs last night.
There were empty seats at the beginning of the third period. People,
they lost hope.
Yeah, they lost hope that early, and it was 6-1 was the final, by the way. But I don't know. Like, do you think they can win tomorrow night in Florida?
This has been the Maple Leafs for how many years? Usually it's in the first round, right, where they'll get up and then they'll blow a lead and lose out.
And you've already forecasted the Jets will win tonight because just taking it one game at a time, they got to win tonight at home, and you said they'll do it.
They'll do it.
On at 7:30. Our Prime Minister, or pardon me, our Premier, Scott Moe, sent a letter to the Prime Minister. I'm very curious if he mailed it, because that might be a problem. But what's the latest on this?
Well, he's getting it now before a potential news strike at Canada Post. But yeah, so it's a letter of priorities, and not really unlike what we haven't heard from him before. Priorities that he's perhaps, you know, just reemphasizing, with things like he wants the Prime Minister to start talking to China about tariffs, especially on Canadian canola. He wants those removed, so that's in his priority list. Carbon tax, stop collecting it on home heating. That's what Mo wants, and as well to repeal the oil and gas emissions cap. So again, several items that aren't necessarily new, and it's what the Premier has been saying for a while now, that these are his top priorities with the Liberal government, and now with this new Liberal government under Prime Minister Mark Carney. We'll see if Carney takes any concrete steps on any of those.
Okay. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Coming up after the 7 o'clock news, Canadians turning their backs on U.S. travel. Not exactly good timing, because our direct flights return to Denver starting today. And James Bogus from the Regina Airport will update me on that, and if he has any concerns as to how this might be in jeopardy now with so many turning away from the U.S. And we'll get an update on the Regina Airport too in just a few moments. Looks like it's going to have a good rain everywhere but the southwest where they need it, and maybe parts of central Saskatchewan, but a good soaker coming for Weber and Estevan. Carlisle and Carnduff could see between 50 and 80 millimeters, 2 to 3 inches of rain. Some spots as much as 100, about 4 inches by tomorrow afternoon. And the heaviest rain likely near that Sask-U.S. border. And for Regina, we could wind up with an inch by the time it's done through the evening tonight. But much welcome, that's for sure. But just not nailing some of the hardest hit areas where it's been so totally dry. I think of you out in that Southwest. Canadians continue to kind of look like they're turning their backs on U.S. travel. Just going by Stats Canada, the number is car trips to the States dropping 35% in April compared with the same time last year. That's the fourth straight month of plunging cross-border traffic. Numbers aren't that great in the air either. Round-trip flights to the U.S. declining 20% last month as more Canadians vacation overseas. Nobody knows better than my next guest how it's a little bit of a concern, particularly on a day where they launch a new flight to the U.S. James Bogus, CEO of the Regina Airport here. Hi, James.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm well. Let's face facts. Denver's a great hub. It's a great opportunity, and it's off to a bit of a success, believe it or not, isn't it?
Well, so far, advanced bookings, we've had United out now doing training for about 6 weeks for the ground handling companies and the various crews. But just talking with them yesterday, we've got our first arrival this evening coming in from Denver. And then the inaugural departure is tomorrow. And the flight is well over 80% or getting close to actually near sold. So that's very good on the first flight. Now, the future, though, is concerning. We are seeing, obviously, some softening of transborder numbers. And this month of May, I'm finally going to have my first year-over-year comparable, given that we've got that Minneapolis flight operating. Going to have that data pretty soon, Greg. I'll be very interested to see what that's going to look like.
What's the indication of that Minneapolis flight? Is that performing well still?
We're still seeing reasonable loads. But, I mean, you know, when I look at the sentiment of what I'm seeing out there, not quite the same as it was a couple of months ago. I'm seeing some, more propensity for travel, talking to folks in the hold room. This is the area you wait for the plane, going to Minneapolis, connecting through Minneapolis. You know, Delta's really opened up different opportunities through MSP now that we didn't have a few months ago. You can even buy, for example, Las Vegas through Delta now, which you couldn't before. And there's still some folks going. So it's a mixed bag, Greg. I don't want to be too optimistic here. These are small planes, thankfully. There are not a lot of seats to fill. And I think that's why we're seeing success in the Regina market. And we're not seeing the reductions you're hearing about in some of the other markets in terms of, planes getting cut.
Yeah, and dollar exchange makes a difference, too, for a lot of people. You mentioned Vegas last night as the Oilers won in Vegas. There was a lot of cheering. So there was a lot of Canadians in Vegas, no matter what the facts might suggest right now. But again, Denver is a great hub too. And, even if you use Denver, you can move on to Rome direct from there. It's just a good hub. It might make a difference in your planning too, right?
It's huge. Denver is number 6 in the world. We have to consider the scale of this. It's a mega hub for United. And, even comparing to a place like Toronto Pearson, not to suggest that's small, but it's smaller than Denver by a wide margin. So this is a great opportunity for U.S. connections, but as you say, also overseas. We think about the opportunities that you get into, Europe or maybe even South America. Denver's amazing. So regardless of where you're going, whether you check Air Canada, whether you check WestJet, also check United.com. See where those connections are, even if it's not the United States.
James Bogus from the Regina Airport. Really quick, how might we lose these flights? I don't want to think about it as you don't want to think about it. But is it a month or two if it really did continue to get worse, or do you even know?
No, these flights, and thankfully we've got a very pro-business community, pro-business province. These flights have been backed up by what we call minimum revenue guarantees. So we've got that on the Denver flight. We've got that on the Minneapolis flight. So what that means, we're helping the airline out for an initial period. It's going to be at least a few years before we would look at any major concern, unless something very structural happens to the network. I'm not going to talk about COVID anymore, but, something catastrophic or something we can't anticipate.
Okay.
Softened revenues, that's not going to cause the flight to be canceled in the short term. We're making sure with financial help, if needed only, that these flights will be supported.
When do the direct flights to Halifax start? That's another great hub to go to Europe.
Sure is. June 29th, and we're going to have that once-per-week flight with WestJet departing YQR on Sundays. It's going to be a great opportunity for Europe. Also, Halifax, man, check out that Citadel. There's lots to do downtown, and hopefully get some people coming out here. I know Tourism Regina and a whole bunch of us are excited. Hopefully welcome some folks from Halifax to Regina here.
Well, and is it true that if you book that first direct flight to Halifax, the Regina Airport, you're throwing a lobster fest as they board?
Hey, well, we did give a flight away to Denver. I don't know if you saw that on our social media, but no, we're not doing Lobster Fest, but we got great food in the terminal building. Come enjoy the 306 Bistro and Bar and grab a bite on the way out and tell the people at Halifax all about the Regina Airport.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much, James. James Bogus. All right, it's time to check in with Evan Brady, see what's coming up on the big show. But first, a warning, if you have friends like Mr. Bray, who has a cabin, and they invite you for a beer this weekend, it is totally a trick to assist them in putting the dock in. You have been warned.
You're on to me? That's what you're telling me?
I am definitely on to you. And yeah.
Greg, can you grab that hammer over there while you...
But it's true, isn't it? You know, May Long is the unofficial start of summer, and yeah. Cabin owners like to get the dock in. I know that's part of the plan here this weekend. For a lot of people, but good rain, good soak coming to some areas, at least, to the province
that's
here.
That's exactly what I said. Jody and I were talking last night, and our plan is to go out to Abernethy, to the lake, for part of the weekend. And I said, if the weather doesn't cooperate, it's not the end of the world. I mean, we can do it another time, and I'd just as soon have the rain. We need the rain. So, who knows? The weather could have a low-key in the city weekend. You never know.
Have you talked to your brother lately? How's he doing farming-wise?
Things are good, but you know, he, like many good farmers, will always tell you they're happy to stop for a day or two if it meant for a nice soak in rain. So that's going to be appreciated. I know it's coming through part of the province here today, but things are good. I mean, seeding for many people is done, and for others it's close to being done. So we're at that time of the year. Okay. Let the rain come.
And look at you with the long weekend in mind, you know, getting ready for the cabin and cleaning things up. You're talking about cleaning and organizing.
That's right. I didn't know there was such a thing as an organization professional, but there is. And she's on my show.
I'm dating one.
Good to know. Yeah. So we've got, this is all about a Saskatchewan company that focuses on home organization, business organization. If you move, there's real steps you can take from an organization standpoint. And I'm sure you've experienced that when you've moved in your life. So I think it's going to be a good chat. We'll talk a little bit about this with Sandra on the show today. And then we're going to open it up for questions if people have questions as well.
Okay.
Like, is it okay to have that one drawer in your home that's an absolute disaster? Is that fine? Because I've got that. I've got a couple of them.
No, not in my relationship. There's what was that woman's name on Netflix? Marie Kondo or Kwando or something?
Yes, right.
Organizing.
Yes.
There's too much of that going on around me sometimes. But anyhow, right out of the gate at 8:32, you're talking with the CEO of Cameco.
Yeah, Tim Getzel is on the show. I always look forward to having him on. We know that the energy CEOs in Canada wrote a letter to Mark Carney the day after he became prime minister saying, congrats. Now let's get to work. And so I'm looking forward to hearing, what does the get to work look like? What do we need to do in Canada? Tim is a proud Saskatchewan boy, although he's also a big Leafs fan. So I think it could be a bit of a tough start for him today. That was a real rough game.
All right. Evan Bray Show starts at 8:30.